Hey there, let's start the day with some fascinating daily facts.
The Atlantic Ocean is indeed salter than the Pacific Ocean. This is primarily due to its smaller size and higher evaporation rate, which concentrates the salt. The Atlantic salinity also gets a boost from the Mediterranean Sea, which contributes highly saline water through the Strait of Gibraltar. Furthermore, rivers flowing into the Pacific dilute its salinity more than those entering the Atlantic. These factors result in an average salinity of 3.5% for Atlantic compared to 3.4% for Pacific.
Celtic warriors, particularly the Picts, were known for their unique battle tactics. They often fought naked to intimidate their enemies and display fearlessness. Their bodies were dyed blue using a plant extract called woad, which also had antiseptic properties beneficial in case of wounds. This practice was not just about intimidation, it was also a spiritual act as they believed it brought them closer to the gods. The Romans documented these practices during their encounters with Celtic tribes.
Recycling aluminum cans is highly energy efficient, saving up to 75% of the energy needed to produce new ones from raw materials. This is because extracting aluminum from its ore, bauxite, requires a lot of energy for the electrolysis process. However, recycling involves simply melting down used cans and reshaping them, a much less intensive process. Therefore, using recycled aluminum not only conserves natural resources but also significantly reduces greenhouse gas emissions associated with manufacturing new material.
The Canadian Arctic is known as the land of the midnight sun due to its unique geographical location. During summer, it experiences a phenomenon called polar day where the sun doesn't set for 24 hours, resulting in continuous daylight. This occurs because of Earth's axial tilt towards the sun during these months. Consequently, locals often use tin foil or blackout curtains on windows to create darkness for sleep, as their bodies are accustomed to regular light-dark cycles.
The human body is covered by approximately 19 million skin cells per square inch, making up the largest organ of the body, the skin. These cells form a protective barrier against harmful environmental factors like bacteria and UV radiation. They also regulate temperature, store water and fat, and produce vitamin D. Skin cells constantly regenerate. It's estimated that we shed around 30,000 to 40,000 dead skin cells every minute as part of this renewal process.
Harvey and Deada Wilcox, a Kansas native and an Ohioan respectively, founded Hollywood in 1888. They were real estate developers who envisioned a community based on religious principles. The name Hollywood was inspired by their summer home in Chicago. However, some accounts suggest that Deada got the name from a woman she met on a train whose country house bore the same moniker. Initially an agricultural hub, Hollywood transformed into the global center of film production in the early 20th century.
Crayola, a renowned art supplies manufacturer, boasts over 120 distinct crayon colors in its current lineup. This vast range includes primary, secondary, and tertiary colors along with various shades and hues. The company's first box of crayons was introduced in 1903 with just 8 colors. Over the years, Crayola has retired some colors while introducing new ones to keep their palette fresh and relevant. Some unique color names include macaroni and cheese, tropical rainforest, and outer space.
Walmart, a multinational retail corporation, was founded by Sam Walton in 1962. The first store opened its doors in Rogers, Arkansas. Walton's business philosophy was to offer lower prices than his competitors while providing superior service. This strategy proved successful and the company rapidly expanded across the U.S., becoming a symbol of American consumer culture. Today, Walmart is one of the world's largest corporations with over 11,000 stores worldwide, serving millions of customers daily and generating billions in annual revenue.
The probability of making 2 holes in one in a single round of golf is incredibly low, estimated at 1 in 67 million. This statistic is based on average amateur golfer skills and the typical number of par 3 holes per round, about 4. The odds are calculated by multiplying the chance of a hole-in-one on each individual hole. Despite these astronomical odds, there have been recorded instances where golfers have achieved this remarkable feat, demonstrating that it's not impossible.
In Singapore, the sale and ownership of chewing gum is prohibited under the Regulation of Imports and Exports, Chewing Gum Regulations, enacted in 1992. This law was implemented to maintain cleanliness within public spaces, as discarded gum was causing maintenance issues and vandalism. Exceptions exist for therapeutic, dental, or nicotine gums, which can be bought from a doctor or registered pharmacist. Violators face hefty fines or even imprisonment, making Singapore's ban one of the strictest globally.
Goodbye, and thank you for listening to today's Daily Facts. I'm Amalia Dupre.
And I'm Montgomery Jones. Thanks for tuning in. See you again tomorrow. If you liked this episode, then check out our other podcast, the Daily Life Pro Tips Podcast. Improve your life with practical tips in less than 10 minutes a day. Search for Daily Life Pro Tips in your podcast app or check the show notes page for links. This podcast is produced by Classic Studios. Please see the show notes page for fact credits. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider sharing it with your friends.